he's deeply unpopular. I mean, simultaneously to putting the leader up, we also ran a poll about whether or not the leader was right. And overwhelmingly, people are voting that the leader was correct. And that's sort of continuing today, really. I mean, it's sort of 80-20. So, and thousands of people have voted. So as well as, you know, a lot of people have commented on the thread, and they are really saying, yes, it's right to go. The thing they disagree with us about is that whoever comes in to replace him should have any time at all to govern. They want an election, basically. So that's the bit they sort of take issue with, which, you know, is reflected on the thread, really.
Julian, it's hard to remember a worse political scenario for a ruling party contesting elections. Can Gordon Brown survive?
He certainly can survive. We'll see what happens. The fascinating thing about this moment is nobody knows what's going on, probably including Gordon Brown, certainly including people in the cabinet. There's all sorts of discussion of rumours of plots. Today, as people vote, they're voting for a party that doesn't really know who's going to be chancellor, who will be leading it into the next election. So it's great confusion. And out of that, he certainly can survive. The possibility is there. The challenge for him will be, will people come forward as the election results come in and stand up and say he should go? Or will they just go, gosh, it's been a terrible period, but really we just have to let him be the leader? I suspect that he will go, but we'll see.
Hard to know, Georgina, for those of a progressive bent like Guardian readers might be, which way to vote today. I mean, you know, historically, those of us who voted Labour election after election, you know, who they should back in this election.
Well, there was an interesting debate within the Guardian about this, and I think our leader said correctly, you know, vote Lib Dem or Green. Both of them are strong in Europe. Both of them have good, strong policies and so on. There's a bit of debate about if you have a particularly good Labour MEP, don't give up on them. And equally, when you're going to the polls for the local elections, you know, you should look at the record locally. And I think the paper was very clear about that. You know, there is a local issue here. Not everything should just be seen as a vote against the government. But I think, on the other hand, as Julian's just said, you know, the leader is clear that the Prime Minister's really kind of lost it as far as this paper's concerned in terms of his agenda for the next year.
And how would the replacement of Gordon Brown affect Labour's prospects at the next general election?
Well, I mean, that's a really good question. It depends who it is. It depends what they promise. I mean, the leader said yesterday that we would hope that whoever did replace him, if he indeed went, would have a very strong programme of constitutional reform laid out, which would include voting reform, and would be very clear too that an election must be called at a particular date, and they should be quite clear about that. But again, if we go back to sort of opinions on the threads, and if that's any way representative of what people are out there in the country, people are actually just not even prepared at the moment to give anyone leading Labour the benefit of the doubt, I think, and that's a problem.
Julian, have you got any inkling of who might be in line to replace Gordon Brown?
Well, it depends really whether he goes, and we'll see. I don't think people are going to put their names forward until it's pretty clear he's going. There's plenty of obvious people in the cabinet. I think David Miliband came very close last year to running. I think at the moment he'll be considering what to do, how he could run, whether he'd win. Alan Johnson is the new favourite. Everybody seems to warm to Alan Johnson, and I think he's put forward ideas on reform, which Gordon Brown hasn't done, particularly on the voting system, and I think the Guardian's quite keen on that. Other people might stand. John Cruddas has stood outside the cabinet, but inside Labour, talking about progressive ideas, and he might want to put his name forward. What's interesting about this is there are candidates. We haven't yet got them forward. We will have some. If there is a vacancy, it will be filled. And the question Georgina was then addressing is, will that transform Labour's prospects? And it has to be admitted, it's hard to know. I think the starting point which the cabinet has reached, which Parliamentary Labour Party has reached, is that it can't be worse at the next election. That there is now no enthusiasm for voting Labour with Gordon Brown as its leader. He hasn't set out much of an agenda for the next term. It needs to find some vigour. It needs to find a point around which it can centre at the election. It needs to find a manifesto. And a new leader can do some of that. How the electorate will respond, well, that's up to the public, really. But what we would like to see is Labour put a good case for progressive politics to the electorate. We can't then predict how voters will respond.
Isn't Jonathan Freeland right in his column yesterday when he said that installing a figure such as Alan Johnson would create as many problems that it would solve? There'd be public revolt at the notion of a second unelected Prime Minister.
Well, that's my view, I think, probably overall as well. I mean, The Guardian, you know, has a leader line, and not all its columnists speak with one voice, or even people that work there. And I think that's an important point, really. And I think that is slightly problematic, that actually, you know, this would be the second time that they changed their leader. It's got to be very clear. Whoever did come in, if Gordon Brown did indeed go, would need to make it very clear. And it doesn't mean that the election actually has to not happen until next June. I mean, maybe there's a very strong case for going earlier. But it is, I think it's problematic, because I think at that point, you know, there'll be a sort of cry of rage from the country about seemingly like the elite is just reshuffling itself in order to stay in power for as long as it can. I think that's a danger.
And as for... Sorry, Julian, yeah.
I would just say to that, it is a danger. I think Gordon Brown is uniquely unpopular, and I think a change of leader wouldn't produce a cry of rage as much as a cry of relief from the country. I think he is particularly associated with the past on two things. One, on the economy, and although he's done strong things in the time as Prime Minister, he's been there for a decade in charge of the economy, and the public remember him promising no return to boom and bust. They see him as part of that past, and it's not an entirely positive one now. And they see him as part of the kind of constitutional New Labour past. They don't feel he is the change. The Tories, glibly, because they haven't got too many ideas on lots of these things, talk about the change Britain needs. Can you be the change? Gordon Brown can't be the change. And Labour's hope at the next election of hanging on to a proportion of its last vote is to show it recognises the country wants things to be different in the future, and only a new leader can do that.
But the difficulty will be that the Tories will hammer that point all the time. Who is this person? It's another unelected leader of the Labour Party that is sinking in the polls. Give us an election now. Give us an election now. And the danger is it drowns out everything that whoever comes in, as we say, you know, this change has not yet happened. But if there was to be a change, that would be a real danger for whoever came in.
And wouldn't Labour be better off conducting a debate about the future of progressive politics in Britain in opposition?
Well, that's really difficult for a politician, isn't it? Because, you know, you're going to be out of opposition for a very, very long time. And if you're at a particular kind of stage in your career, you're looking at a pretty long time when you've got absolutely no power under the current system to implement any of that. So, no, I mean, I can see strongly why they would argue not. I think the issue is really, can they have that debate with Gordon Brown at the helm? Or is it better for them to chuck him out, bring somebody else in, and hopefully have that debate, even whilst the country may be saying, actually, all we want is an election now? That's the kind of dilemma.
I would say Labour doesn't need a debate. It needs to start doing some things. It's in power. It's got a majority. It's got a year left in office if it wants. And the public could rage all they want about the need for an early election. But if Labour starts using its time to do things, it can be judged on that.
I think that's
debates are for another day. This is the moment to act. And Gordon Brown is never going to act. And that's why I think he has to be replaced.
Yeah, and there are quite clear things that Labour could do if only he'd get on with them. And I agree with that.